רק חזק לשמוע את כל דברי התורה. ראינו כי צדק במנוסה יחי. עוד אפשר. ראינו כי צדק במנוסה יחי. כי לפי האמונה, לפי האמונה שעוד המאמין בבורא ברוך הוא, כן הוא במדרגוסי. לפי האמונה that a person's מאמין בשם, that's his madrig. Hein be'inyin ri'yas aragonas b'toyra, and hein le'inyin she'yishkoin ha'kadosh baruch hu b'soicha, k'ma shk'siv v'shechanti b'soicha. Fi yimiyot ha'emunah t'ma etana. See, emunah is the b'china of ri'yas aragonas b'toyra, and the b'in shalem shoichem b'soichoi. See, you see the inyin of emunah is, the pshat is, it's an inyin of pnimis, an inyin that yizoich is to see things that you don't see on the outside. You see aragonas, and the b'in shalem shoichem b'soichem. The Muna is inside, is hidden. The Muna is a hidden madriga. Chesaron Muna, the Chesaron of Muna, if it's hidden, so then it's hidden. So the Chesaron of Muna is Machm Shalom or Gashmi Godel. The Olam is Gashmi. Gashmi is a Malbush. It covers it over. V'hodom Gamke Magushim. The Torah Kabi Yochan Gamke Magushemas Itzleinu. The Torah is also Magushim. Keilu, it deals with Nyonim, Halachas, Shor Shanokach. V'yev Shel Kvoya Adora Godel Azeh. It's impossible to be kovei atav gadol zeh ki im b'schaskus gadol biggest chaskus liporet or esgave alachoyim. Deikein yizkei l'or atoyra gonos. So you already see here his man. The halacha amun is that the gushim kait it covers over. It's a hastor and it covers over what's inside. In other words. The madrigas are nignas. That's the chesaron. In other words, it's not clear. If you need emuna, the emuna is gonos. Emuna is the bechinas. Like bechinas aragonos. Aragonos means that emuna means that you're believing in something even though it seems epsandish, even though it seems something else. Explain. Masha Amar Chazal Aviv like a parashim atiti sareach. Who came according to the chetah? The mission according to the miyot. Before the chet, before the miyot. In other words, in a leketchiladik amatziv, there's no astar. Because the Torah is a kol miyot b'li mesachem b'li levushim klal. Torah is b'li levushim. Rak shalom, what's right? B'li levushim. Hari Shor Shanogach as a paro was Torah's emes before the chet of Adam as well. I'm sure afterwards the Baruch Shalom made the Shor Shanogach of Torah Shor Shanogach. Shor Shanogach was always a chelik of Torah. I'm sure it wasn't. It wasn't master. It was the malbush that wasn't master. In other words, when you'd see a shor shanogach, you'd be master straight away. The shor belongs in the shor, the meis merkava, and all these inyanim. So it wouldn't be shaykh just to learn shor shanogach. The Torah is just teaching us so halacha. You'd see the shor of everything. You see there was no hastara. The Torah was there. Avada, but the levushim also gamkin orim. Gam a gufa adam, gamkin orim. Belay gashmi koyerech. So there's always levushim, but the levushim weren't master. That's not good. Acha miyot rakach shvach shein kedai rishon l'shtamish bo. On the vagonza the tzadikim, v'hainu ro shein kedai l'rishoyim l'stakir l'hasik bar atoyah. When Shlom saw, it's not kedai for the rishoyim to look in and to be masik the oyah atoyah. And therefore, omad vagonza the tzadikim, v'eichan gonza yu b'atoyah. So therefore, it's Ruchatoylus Labesh Pamalbushim Gashmi Maisa Yaakov Elovan Maisa Bola Kayotze. In order to hide something, in order that should be the Aragonis, you've got to hide it in somewhere. So where do you hide Torah? In Torah. So therefore, in other words, that was in Mafsher, that person learns Torah and learns the Sugya of Shor Shanogach or whatever, even in Torah Shabik Saf, like he brings down, that it's full of Soydus at Torah, but it's completely Melubish and one doesn't see it Bechlat. Rav Shem HaKadosh was Megala, a lot of Inyanim, I love all different Inyanim that when the Slavish in Maisim, right? In Maisim, Lovan and Yaakov running after Yaakov, giving him back the tzitzis of Torah, they, all different Inyanim that were Nignaz in Torah. Nignaz in Torah means that there's a box that's Kira that's hiding, and that's the Pshat of Torah. In other words, that it wasn't like a Matzim anymore where you could see me Soifa or Matzifa. Soifa or Matzifa means you see everything. The Rashad is all the Malbushim are there, but the Malbushim are not masti. All the Malbushim are transparent. They're all transparent. So nothing, there's no Hester. Mm-hmm. So the Ori, the Yidin saw Mitzrayim, the Cholben Yisrael, the Ori B'Meshvoisom, so nothing stood in the way of that Ori. They saw where the Matmoinim were. That's all of the pnimius, the bechina of there was no hastara. The aura they saw was an aura like Adam Rishon that saw misoifa erem and soifa. And that aura compares to all the choshech until the chol ben Yisrael ayayba meshvoisa. Daira malbish al anashama shuah guf. Same bechina as the guf. Right, when it's miskashem, so then you don't feel the neshama anymore. Harry, then the neshama is an aragon is in the person. It's hidden the person. It was one that Adam originally before the chet, he had a guf and he had a neshama, but the guf wasn't master the neshama. So pshat is he had a guf and he had his neshama, but the guf wasn't a master. It was a malbush that wasn't master. After the chet, so then the guf is master the neshama. Ki raisi Yisrael hein echad. The Torah, just like by Torah, there's a malbush, and then there's aragonas in the Torah. So too by Adam, by Yid, there's a malbush, there's the guf, and then there's the aragonas, which is the neshama. Shemesh is bechinas ein soif. Shemesh is the bechinas ein soif, like it says in Tehillim. Shemesh amog ein Hashem elokim. Ve'yireach bechinas katnas. She yarda katnas ba'akod. The bechina of the yireach is that it brought a katnas into the world. It brought the katnas into the world. It was the kosnas that was made for Adam Rishon after the chet. It's written in the Torah with an ayin. The Gemara says the Ramea in this Torah had the beginning with an aleph. So there's an aleph turned into an ayin. The ayin of Gushay Or before them, even the levush and the kosnas, which is a levush, was Or. It wasn't master bichlal. Or a Torah. Boy moed. The gufa Adam hoya zach. Him kein hoya muna gam kein gedoyla. Because the whole Or. It's not really emuna. I mean, it is. It's the yichud of emes v'emuna. Right? There's a yichud benayit of emes v'emuna. We'll discuss. It's a yichud of emes v'emuna. It becomes so clear. It's not so much emuna anymore. It's more emes. And there's a yichud between emes and emuna. Ve'yam, it says by Avraham Avinu. What does it say? Ve'yachshevei lo itztokav. Ve'yam, it was the lashon of pasuk day and lech lecho. Ve'yam in Hashem, ve'yachshevei lo itztokav. Avraham Avinu had emuna. Why is it v'yachshevei lo itztokav? As the pshat is that Avraham Avinu had the behiris. He had the nevuah. Nevuah is not shayla b'emuna. No. The fact that Yaakov, that Avraham Avinu took it as pashta emuna, that was even after he saw the goydel hasoga, the behiris, he saw the emes. But still lots of pashta tamimus teke emuna. Is that was v'yachshevei lo itztokav. And that's the sod. That's why he did it. In other words, that Avraham Avinu took the emes and he planted it into the emuna. Took the emes and planted it into the emuna. And a person, even when there's a hastara, but a person can feel that the emes, can believe with an emes that it's there. That was the v'yachshevei lo itztokav by Avraham Avinu. Yamim Hashem v'yachshevei lo itztokav. Because he brought the emes into the bechin of emuna, that a yid with his emuna can mamish feel as if he sees it mamish. So the emuna is gedoyla. Chson ha'yireach nizgashmo levushim. Through the chson of Yireach, so it was nizgashmo levushim. Ksiv ayas Hashem la'odam le'ishtoi kosnas oir ve'albishem. The or, the kosnas oir is now with an ayin of the katnas b'emuna. And now he's going back to the beginning of pasuk. Rak chazak lishmoy is called rak chazak lishmoy. So why I say rak chazak? He called rak is a miyat. Klaim epnei emuna shenizkatna alidei the miyat katan zireach. Alidei alkein chazak yitzorach es chaskes gadol. It's rak chazak. Every time there's a rak, it needs chizak. Because every rak comes from the miyat halavan. וזהו שאום אביו כבר עליי שמיעת הזרח קלימה כי אני כביוח לברוין שלו כביוח כמעט הגוירים שנשמעת האמונה כי מייצתי הירח הכנל ובהשמעת האמונה בוודאי ישמעתו כל עמד הסטוי ואויס כי הוא עיקב השם יסברך יזקן במנוס אוי. We discussed once then, I can't remember exactly what we said then, but we discussed the ending of Emuna then. He's saying that emuna is pshat, that there's a levush, and you don't see through the levush. In other words, you don't see the behirs. The goof looks like one thing, and you have to be mamin that there's a koich inside, and everything is really not coming from the koich as a goof. Said already, discussed once already, that the parasha of emuna is the parasha of shlach lecha. All the inyanim of emuna is the parasha of shlach lecha. Discussed, you have the, first of all, we go through the whole parasha. You have the Vayamin of Hashem of Moshe Avda in Shlach Lecha. You have the Mon, which was also the Lechem of Emuna, and you have the Melchemes Amalek. Pasuk says by Yod of Emuna at Boy Hashemesh. Parasha of Shalach is the parasha of Emuna. Why is it the parasha of
Emuna?
Shalach, yeah. So you have all the Anyonim. Vayamin of Hashem of Moshe Avda in Emuna at Tzadik Mon Moshe Rabbeinu. Beginning of the parasha is Vayibishalach Parah. The end of the parasha is Melchemes Amalek. Yidua, Amalek is the master of Emuna. Right? It says that Yesh Hashem Kirbeinu Ayin, and Amalek is the master of Emuna. The Sada is that what's Pshat in Emuna? Emuna is Pshat that, like he says, that you got to see through the Malbush. What does it mean to see through the Malbush? What is Pshat? It's a Malbush. A Malbush hides what's inside until you think that there's nothing inside. So in a Gufa Adam, the Marshal, Gufa Adam, so you think that Gufa Adam is really what's giving him Chiyas. Right, you don't see the neshama, so the guf adam is what's giving him chiyas. So that's everything. The yad Hashem in everything is hidden. You need a munah that the bem is a nushbi mamait. It's not what we think it is. It's really kol kulay the yad Hashem. Para and Moshe were the two mamish opposites in it. Why? Because the pasuk begins vayi b'shalach para sa'am, vayi b'shalach para sa'am. It was the biggest behirus. About it, he sent them out to the end. But the Maisa, who sent Kalari, who the Tzias Mitzrayim, Mitzyachas to Paro. In other words, there's the Goydel behirus. The whole Paro was the Hepech Emuna. Hepech Emuna means that even when the Malbush goes away, and you see the Goydel behirus of the Emes or the Rabban Shalom, Paro still had a Malbush over there. In other words, you still can't believe it. Every time there's Makkus. The Manteda Ke'ani Hashem Bekera Fa'oretz, there's no real Hastara what was going on in Mitzrayim. Fakir, the whole Indian of Mitzrayim was Lamanteda Ke'ani Hashem Bekera Fa'oretz, till even the Mitzrayim it said Etzba Lakimi. Oh, but Parai, even when there's no Malbush, Parai's got a Malbush over it. Now this Parai represents the Hepech Emuna. Even when it comes out to its greatest behirus and clarity, Paro still's got a hester over there. So Pshat is the Torah is made by Yibishalach Paro Yisom. It's like Angiret that in his eyes it was a bechinu of Yibishalach Paro Yisom. Even though it was so bored the last few parashas, everything was the Yad Hashem. But Paro could still think when he sees the Goydel Behiras, it's still him. Moshe Rabbeinu was mamish the opposite. Even when it seems so much him, It shows the Yad Hashem. So Paro, you see so clearly Yad Hashem, Eretz Chaim, that it's still him. And Moshe, even when it seems mamish that it's him, nevertheless it's Nizgala the Yad Hashem. Where's that? That's the end of the parasha. V'hoya kasha yorim Moshe es yodoi v'govar Yisrael k'shaniach yodoi v'govar Amalek. What's going on? Hatkli kach, the Torah Shebiksav makes it out that it's all Moshe Rabbeinu. Hatklikach, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, Torah Shebal Peh asks, v'chi yodov shel Moshe oisus mechomo, which the hands of Moshe makes mechomo. In other words, why does Torah Shebiksav write as Al Nusuch, where Torah Shebal Peh has a strong kasha, v'chi yodov shel Moshe oisus mechomo? Kilu, why is the Torah write that Moshe is making the mechomo? How the Teretz is that Taki looks like Kilu, to the eye, would look like the Moshe Rabbeinu is making the mechomo. What does the Gemara Taka say? What does the Mishnah Taka say? No, because man she throw mishtadim mstaklin klapi mal and mishabes lima mishnah shemayim oynos. What's Pshat? When he saw Moshe Rabbeinu's hands being raised, it was so clear to them that it was the Yad Hashem. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was raised his hands, and it was a vayyon b'hoyu kashiyor Moshe es yadoi. So Klal Yisrael could have thought that it's Moshe doing it, and yet it was so clear that when they saw Moshe Rabbeinu's hands up, what did they think of? Mstaklin klapi mal and mishabes lima mishnah shemayim. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's punk faket to Paro. When there's the Goydel Behirus, Paro thinks it's him. And when it's the Goydel Ke'ilu Behirus that it's him, you see gleich that it's the Rabban Shalom. You see how the two opposites? Yeah. And that's the vote by Yodav Emunah. So the Pasuk Taka says over there. So the Pasuk says over there by Yodav Emunah and by Hashemesh. Moshe Rabbeinu's hands showed Emunah. What's the sod? So did the Emunah's in the Yadayim. What's the Emunah's in the Yadayim? Pshat is Hakol Kol Yaakov Yedaim Yedei Yisof. Yedaim is the Koyche Vaitzim Yodi. That's the Hepech of Emunah. Right, he said, what's Emunah? Emunah is that you have a Malbush, and Emunah is licked, there's Oragon is in the Malbush. The Yad is the Malbush, the Guf is the Malbush, but the Yad, Be'etzim, is the Koyche Vaitzim Yodi. The Yad is the Hepech Emunah. That's why when a person gets up in the morning, yes, why does he say, in Moedani you say, Rabba Munasecha. Well, Shein Apostle Chadashim, I'm calling Rabba Munasecha. What's the Rabba Munasecha? Why is there so much Emunah in the morning when you wake up? So the word is that, what's the Hebech Emunah? What's Pari? There's the Guf. The Guf is Poel everything. The Guf is Poel everything. So what's the Sheker? The Sheker is that it's Neshama that's Poel, it's Rabban Shalom that's Poel. So in the morning when a person wakes up, he sees that without a neshama, he's a doymim, he's a mace. So in the morning he wakes up, he realizes that everything is only from the Rabban Shalom. If everything is only from the Rabban Shalom, because he sees now that taka the neshama, it's the Ora Agonas. He sees now it's so clear that it's the Ora Agonas. That's a muna, that's the Mechinas Rabbi Munasach. So straight after Moedan, you have to wash your hands on the Tilis Yadayim. Because the happy, you have to make your hands into Yadav Emuna, a Yadav Emuna. Then you make your hands. So the Yadayim is usually the Hepach Emuna. Because Amalek is Mamed Emuna, Amalek comes from Esav, Yadayim Yadayim Esav. And that's why it's a Hepach Emuna. Because with the hand, we think well, the Malbush is doing it. We forget that the goof is only a Malbush. So Moshe Rabbeinu was an Azad Arga, that's the Darga of a Tzaddik. So even if a Tzaddik does something which seems the most, Malbush, but there's no Hastaric, it's like this by Adam Arishim. The goof is not master. So Moshe Rabbeinu's Yadayim are not Esau's Yadayim. Moshe Rabbeinu's Yadayim are Yadayim that bring to Emuna. Even though Yadayim bring to Hepech Emuna, but his Yadayim bring to Mistaklin Klapi Ma'al and Mishagim Slevin Avim Shiva Shemayim. That's the Nakuda of Emuna. Yod of Emuna. And that's how you find that. And that's why the Torah wrote it that way. Ken Mainin as Moshe Rabbeinu, no? Oh, but it was clear cut. As Avada, a person doesn't do anything. So the arm.
So it was in a Natilas, and then you're lifting it up, showing
that these are Yod of Emunah. These are Emunah Dikhi Yodayim. And that's the sod of the whole Torah. So the Emunah is the Aragonas in the Torah. So even the Torah is Malbushim. And we don't want to learn Torah Malbushim. In other words, we want to learn the Malbushim, but we don't want the Malbushim to be master. So therefore we start off Torah with Masechas Brachos. We start off Torah with Seyed Zeroyim. Seyed Zeroyim is the Emunah Sitecha. Emunah is the Seyed Zeroyim. Shemamin b'boir Eilam. Shemamin b'chai Elamim. In other words, the farmer is the one who's working with his Yudayim. And Torah begins with the Chizuk and Emunah to understand that Emunah is, to understand that Rabban Shalom is doing everything. That's the sod where we discuss with the different halachim. The sod of brachas doesn't really fit into him to Zeroyim. So why is brachas? What's brachas? Brachas is krishma and tefillah, right? Half of brachas, so part, first part is krishma, second part is tefillah. The pshat is that tefillah is priestess yadayim lemaala. Tefillah is emuna. Rashi says there by yodav emuna. The targum the mefarshim and Rashi brings down over there. Yodav emuna. Kilo says that they lift up his hands in tefillah, like you lift up your hands in tefillah. Emuna is the tefillah. So Moshe Rabbeinu, because Yod Gova, Yod Yisrael, Yod Emuna, that his hands brought to tefillah, his hands brought to Emuna. Tefillah is Emuna. So a person wants to learn the Torah on an Emuna Dikoyf. He doesn't want the Levush. So just like the Yad is the Levush, or but the Yadayim Emuna means that you see the Fakert, you make it into Emuna. In other words, the Levush is not master. So Hakdama to Torah is Seyed Zeroyim. Hakdama to Torah is Seyed Zeroyim, which is Emuna. And we start Seyed Zeroyim with the Indian of Tefillah. We start learning with the Bechinas Tefillah. That when we learn Torah, we should be Zeuche to have Emuna in Torah. We should be Zeuche that the Chelek Achitzon of Torah shouldn't be Master. And that's the part that he's saying over here. A person can learn Torah and he leaves off with Shoshanah, he leaves off with the story of Balak and Yaakov and Lavan and Rachel and Leah. But we want to learn Torah with Emuna. We want to learn Torah to be Zeuche to the Malbush of Torah shouldn't be Master. And that's Ali Dei Emuna. So you have to start off learning with Emuna. So brachas is the tefillah before you got to your field, and say the zoram michlal is in your emuna. So that's why shishus shemishah. That's why Torah starts that way. Torah has to start with emuna. That's what a person has to. We learned last week, 2 weeks ago. We learned that the pshat is every word is a yichud. Every word is full of elikus. You learn like that. And then you zeicher to the aragonas. That's parshas b'shalach. The opposite. Paro and Moshe. He's master his galus and he's megala Hester. Mamush the same thing. That's the sod of a tzaddik. Sod of a tzaddik is any name of munas at tzaddikim. Munas at tzaddikim is because when you see a tzaddik, you see a malbush that's not master. So you go to a tzaddik, you see his face, you see his hodor, you see his anhogas, whatever. But you're seeing by a tzaddik is you're seeing a malbush that's not master. So mainly there you get a munah. That's what you see by a tzaddik. That's the sod dafka by Kriyas Yamsuf. By Aminu Bashem of Moshe Avda by Kriyas Yamsuf. Because we do that, the Yam covers over. The Yam is master. Yam is doima, Rakia, and Rakia is doima to kiss a covered. Yam betzim is a master in Svaram, it covers over. Oh, but the Maisa, the Yam can also take you, can be Makasha you to the kiss a covered. It's like something where, but the tiefkeit of the Yam is, it's doima to kiss a covered. It's a master of God. Kriyas Yam Suf was the Vikia. In other words, the Hastor of the Yam split. So everything that's Be'etzim Ba'astora, all the Malgushim, everything that's Ba'astora, became this God. That's the Pshat, and that's Pshat, the Emunah, Me'eminim Hashem, of Moshe Amdoi, as that came out, that came out, that's the Pshat, Pashas Shavuot. That's the Pshat, the morning Pashas.
What does the Yam cover exactly?
Yam is called the Alma Diskasya. The Yam really covers everything, should cover everything. Go'a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he made it that it stops. But the whole definition of a yam is a mechas, is a michse, is a covering. It's called the alma diskasya. Covers over everything. Yabosha, as you see, the yam, you don't see what's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
So yam is called the alma diskasya. The alma diskasya split, it was nisgala everything. That's the sod of emunah. That's also the bechina of the mon. The mon is the food without the levush, without the malvush. Every food's got mon. Every food's got mon. No, Pshat is the man was the man without the malbush. Moshe Rabbeinu's anhoga was anhoga. He was so great, Moshe Rabbeinu. The Pshat is the whole anhoga is that when he was manik in the midrash, the Pshat is so there was no astaris. Kilo, you saw through everything. There was no astaris. So even in the food, you saw the piyashem. That's all we saw in the food. So that's the bechin of emuna. That's the bechin of emuna. That was the goydel emuna. Even the adayim, was the bechin of emuna. That's the Miyut HaYireach. The Miyut HaYireach is Master Emunah. The Shemesh is the Or Ein Sof. The Levana, it looks like it's its own light already. It looks like it's its own light. That's the Bechina. That's the Bechina of the Astara. Because it's the Emunah that everything's from the Rabbein Shem. Calls one a person thinks that, on a Pashto level, calls one a person thinks that it's totally on this, it's totally on that, it's totally on the Malbush Kilo, so you can fall into a Pachat. It's the Malbush Toivnish. But if a person realizes that everything is taking place underneath, is all coming from the Rebbein Shalom, so the Malbush doesn't make it, it's not Taifas Makam Mechlal, and that's where he can mechazik himself in Emunah. So that's where the Eki Yitzis Mitzrayim was at. That's where we discussed the Mitzrayim used to mummify. Shad is the goof. All there is the Malbush. All there is the Malbush. And that was the Malbush that they had, they didn't believe in anything else. Everything the person can do. That's the sherish of Hebech Hamunah. We makabel that even the Adayim is only what the Rabban Shem puts into us. That's the sod of Hamunah. So it's a person, that's why it's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. If a person realizes that, he's Bechlan Nara Balabais of himself. Bechlan Nara Bais Balabais, and maybe he wouldn't be Choyta. The person thinks that he's a Balabais, he's got Bechira, Kilo, he's got Bechira. So he's a Balabais. That's a chesaron in the Emunah. So that's why there's a Mishnah Rosh Hashanah that reminds us, persons to realize that for everything we have to be Mishabbos Libel Hashemayim, for everything we're totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Meila, therefore, that keeps the person away from the Chet. A person can only be Choyte if he feels that it's up to him, if he feels he's a Baal Bechir, if he feels he's a Baal Abayis.